Okay, Gary. Obviously, very disappointing result. Last 10 minutes before half-time were the absolute key to the game, and looks like you might have had a stroke of bad luck with the first goal.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're not getting a lot of fortune at the minute. And at the time, I couldn't quite see what had happened. I was just frustrated that we'd conceded a goal at such a crucial part of the half. I think, you know, Joe, our analyst, then literally got an earpiece to the bench and said straight away, clear foul on Morrison, handball, Forestieri, which I couldn't quite see. They then showed the replay, which I didn't think they were meant to do, but I don't know. They showed the replay a couple of times, and I have to say, you could see it straight away. And Michael Morrison raced over to the ref at that point and said, you couldn't even see it on there, which I know is not going to help us then. Then, you know, straight away, I think it was a minute later, ball goes forward, we deal with it, but deal with it by clearing it. I think Specs clears it straight into Davo. It goes straight to their player, just like it did at Fulham. And they end up scoring from it, you know. So within a minute or two of being all right in the game, you know, fairly competitive game, we weren't at the races in terms of our passing and our forward runs and our quality on the ball, but there wasn't a lot in the game. To be then 2-0 down is an absolute mountain to climb. So incredibly disappointed with that. And I've just said to the players, you cannot give a team in this division two goals. You've got to be better than that. So that was a huge disappointment. And then we had a little bit of a go second half. We often puffed after they score a goal where, you know, we tell the players for the last 3 days that Forestieri is right-footed and always wants to cut inside and shoot. Wallace is left-footed. He always wants to cut inside and shoot. So force them down the line. We allow him to come inside and he shows what that sort of money can buy you, you know, in terms of quality. So it was a fantastic finish, fantastic goal. You're 3-0 down. We then have quite a few chances after that. Grounsey has an excellent chance. Morrow hits a bar. But again, Morrow hits the bar and we don't follow it up. You know, it's just we just didn't seem to play with any real urgency today. And you know, there'd be part of me that said, you know, having Christmas day off probably has worked against us, but Chef Wednesday did exactly the same. So I don't think that was the situation at all. So very, very disappointing afternoon.
If we're looking for a silver lining, Clayton Donaldson got some minutes under his belt and, you know, your selection options are getting better for the next couple of games.
Well, they are, yeah. I mean, you know, again, it's easy to be emotional after the game and be disappointed. I said that, you know, probably a month ago now, didn't I? But we're going to have a tough month. We're going to need to get through this month. You know, I think I've... I'm not trying to pat myself on the back from being spot on because obviously it's my fault for some of the results. But, you know, we knew it would be difficult and non-least the fact that Gleeson and Lowry went down with sickness bug on Christmas Day. Not least that Dave Cotterill felt his hamstring. His knee feels fine, but his hamstring was tight. So we missed three players and we get a couple of players back. So, you know, a little bit disappointed at the moment and just think probably just breaking up our continuity or our chances of getting going. So once again, you know, it's up to us to have a really strong reaction against MK Dons, and I think if we can do that, that then leads us into the Brentford game also with a real chance to take ourselves into the new year on in a positive light. You know, I think we've always got to remember again, you know, as disappointed as I am today, I think we had 28 points at this stage last season and then went on to have our worst run for 9 games where we only took about 5 points. So we've got everything to play for, you know, we're in a great position, but we've certainly got to play with a lot more quality than that.
Last year, in 48 hours, you kept the team the same and got a much more positive result. Will you be a bit more tempted to just maybe make one or two adjustments this time, particularly if Stephen Gleeson was well again?
Well, I think it would be a fair assumption based on losing 3-0 that I would definitely make changes. That won't be anything to do with rotation. It won't be anything to do with rest. It'll simply be down to that we haven't been good enough today. And I think when we've not been good enough to that degree, then I'll always try to change it. Of course, those options are going to be fairly limited. But like you say, you know, we've got some good players ready to play. And it might be that we unleash one or two of those on MK Dons.
And was the significance of that Cardiff result that you go into these two games now not thinking we haven't won at home for X number of games? That's off the shoulders.
Yeah, well, again, I mean, you can look at we've had a bit of misfortune today. We had a lot of fortune last week, so sometimes it evens it out. And if you'd have said to me Cardiff at home, Chef Wednesday away, if we'd have won one of those games, I'd have probably chose the home one because of our current circumstances. You know, I think you get greedy sometimes, don't you, occasionally when you're on a reasonable run. But like I said, the fact that we've gone into that game on a win takes a little bit of pressure off the next two. But I think it gives us a big chance. That's what it gives us. It gives us a big chance to build on that Cardiff result and see if we can actually put a better performance in at home. You know, and that's something I'll be looking for.